Welcome to Mahani Loves. Let's talk about it. Wow. So, you know how growing up, right, or whoever raised you, I come from a two-parent household. Thank God. Thank Jesus. Thank whoever you believe in. And I come from a talkative family and very informative. Like, they always let us know what was up. My parents didn't raise me where somebody in the street had to tell me about things. Anyways, I remember I was always the good girl. You know, I'm the sweet girl. But the thing about when it's a sweet girl, though, when you mess with them, what comes back on you be really bad. And I'm happy that I'm always there to see it when those do mean things to me. But back to the story, I remember I would say to my mother, "Mommy, why is this person so angry? Or why is this person so mean?" And she would look at me and she would say, "Well, you're always so happy and you're pretty and you're this, that, and the other." So I got it. But she would say, "But always remember, if the person wasn't raised by me and your father, you really don't know them. Like their ways would never match the ways that we have, the way they raised us." You know, with certain things, like, nobody could ever get me to say, "Oh, go mess with that girl," or "Help me fuck up her life," or "Help me, I know somebody, her family's in the hospital, I know somebody who could fuck them up real quick." I'm not cut from that tree, so, you know, I guess everybody, not that everybody's not raised right, but I just want my people to wake up. It's like they're blinded. Open your eyes and see. Dag, y'all, if we could just get along. It doesn't matter if this person's more talented than you are. Join them. But don't sneak and do it. You join them. Be a part of their dream. So then you can add your dream. If it works that way. If you don't know how to do it. If you're moving a certain way towards something that you want. Right? Or something you want to be a part of. Trust and believe the person can see it. It's just what they choose to give rhythm to and what they don't. And like I said, I always stand proud and say, I'm a Dixon. And only Dixons understand that. But anyway, listen, be a leader. Because that was one of the things, if anybody want to know anything about how I was raised, always be a leader. Past couple of years, I got caught up because I'm like watching just my people. And I'm saying, it's going to click, it's going to click, it's going to click. And I have my card in my hand. I don't want to change the color of that card. But anyway, listen. Just try to look at your actions and look at things you do and say, "Dang, was I right?" Or, "How do I know that the toes that I step on now may be the toes that sign my check tomorrow?" And the way I am, even the people that did me wrong, I still give you a job. Because you know why? I know that you're just operating the same way you know how. Some people really don't know how to do the right thing or to be good to others. And I get it. I really do. You know, listen. I'm sorry you hear this bath water again. Fine. Find a way to lead with love and you'll receive blessings from above. Find your way to lead with love. Seriously, listen, always remember someone's watching you. Always remember, if you have any kids that you're raising, you know, every little sneaky thing you do or conversations you may have, they can hear you, they're watching you. So all you're doing is actually raising them to be like you, but it will turn on you and they'll do it to you. And you'll try to understand, "Oh my God, how'd they do that so good?" Why? Because you did it so good when they were watching you. I just wanted to have that candid conversation with you. But anyway, thank you for listening to Let's Talk About It. And never forget, I love you.